You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Recent college graduates who chose their major based on high earning potential may be surprised to start out making average or even below average wages. Sarah Foster, economic analyst at Bankrate, has been looking at this, and she joins me now. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Could you give us some examples of careers where the beginning salaries didn't really meet those expectations?
Yeah, I think, you know, according to our research at Bankrate, one major that really might come to mind is pharmacy or pharmaceutical sciences administration. You know, these were, this is kind of a career where many Americans were kind of promised a median salary of $100,000 for just working in this field. But according to the data that we pull, this especially from the U.S. Census Bureau and then the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it's those early Gen Zers who actually have a median salary between the ages of 22 and 26 worth $29,600.
Wow, that's a significant difference.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think something that is always important to keep in mind, especially for Gen Zers, you know, when you're first getting started in your career, is that the earnings potential is what you want to focus on most. You know, that a lot of times that starting salary really is, you know, just what you start out at. Just the potential for growth can really be something that matters more for your finances. And I think, you know, that pharmaceutical sciences and administration major is a great example, because we saw that by the time you're 27 to 33, you know, you are on the median, you're likely to earn a 204% increase to earning $90,000.
Is that fairly typical when you looked across some of these careers that maybe by someone's late 20s to early 30s, they do start reaching that earnings potential?
It is. So something that was really eye-opening is that looking at even all of the majors that were offering the lowest median salary for the youngest workers, they were the ones who continued to see the largest increase by the time they were between the ages of 27 to 33. So, you know, pharmaceutical sciences was one example, but then there's also material sciences, electrical engineering technology. You know, that those two majors were earning about $35,000 and $43,000 between the ages of 22 and 26. But by the time they turned 27 or, you know, hit 33, they were earning about $85,000 to $90,000, which was more than, you know, more than doubled. Pairing this with data, you know, that we have at the consumer level, we consistently see that it's actually these youngest generations who are most likely to find better paying positions and then reap big pay gains when they job hop. So I think this is something to keep in mind, that when you're young and just getting started out, you know, the earnings potential and kind of the career that you have ahead of you is what really is going to come to matter.
I guess where this is hard is for students maybe who spent more for an education, looking at that salary prize and maybe borrowed more. Those first years have to be pretty difficult.
Absolutely. I think we have data here that also shows that, you know, since payments kind of the forbearance period ended, about one in four student loan borrowers say that they've struggled to make their monthly payments. You know, some have even gone as far as skipping at least one monthly payment. And you also kind of see here, too, that, you know, Americans who earn lower salaries, you know, making less than $50,000 annually, they're the ones most likely to be indicating that they're living paycheck to paycheck, especially during this period of high inflation. So we're certainly, of course, you know, mindful here about how hard it is to budget when you're young, when you're just getting started out, and when you're trying to really make ends meet and think about the future. But hopefully this is just one of those things where, you know, your budget adjusts as your income does. And right now, you know, if you're first getting started out in your career, really trying to juggle all these financial goals while also paying for your student loans, it's probably a good idea to look into other alternatives, like maybe living with roommates so you can split costs, you know, maybe limiting just how much you're spending on discretionary purchases, and then seeing it as a temporary sacrifice.
Sarah, any other takeaways that you would offer either for people who are in the middle of this right now or they know someone who is?
Yeah, I think especially for those Americans who are still in college, you know, about to graduate, and many of them who do graduate with student loan debt, a good rule of thumb is to always think about never borrowing more for your education than you'd make in your first year salary. So if you're someone who's going to go to that top pharmaceutical school that's also, you know, a private institution, maybe, you know, you're going to borrow more than $30,000 for your education. You know, that's kind of a sign that maybe there's other opportunities out there that you could take to pursue at least a cheaper education, maybe applying for financial aid and scholarships, or even going as far as maybe pursuing a cheaper in-state school if that would work better for your finances.
Bankrate Sarah Foster, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.